Hello and welcome to the Birds of Healing podcast. My name is Asha. I am your host, and I would like to welcome you so very humbly to today's episode. In today's episode, we're going to be talking all about one of the worst side effects to the most beautiful thing in the world. And of course, we're going to be discussing all about heartbreak today. Okay, I'm going to be talking a little bit about my experiences that I'm currently going through and what I'm doing right now to help me work through it a little bit. And I'm hoping that some of this advice might help anybody else who's dealing with it. So, before we get into that, though, we do have to do our mental health check-in for this week. So, let's get into that. This week has been incredibly hard. Given the title of today's podcast, I have been dealing with a lot of heartbreak, heartache, rather, is more an apt term, I think. I'm in the early stages of recovering from a breakup, like probably that happened like 2 months ago, almost 3 months ago at this point. And I'm going to be real. I'm not okay. I'm not doing good at all. Let me just start off at the beginning, I guess, you know. The reason why me and this person broke up is not because of anything one or the other person did to each other. It was just because I felt as though I have so much shadow work that I need to do in order to get myself to the point that I'm happy with myself in all aspects of my life. My career, I want to be I'm satisfied with myself spiritually, mentally, physically secure with myself. I want to do all of these things to get myself to a point that I feel is adequate, the best that I could possibly be. And one of the main reasons why I am not able to do that in a relationship is because when I'm in a relationship, I tend to lose my identity a little bit. I tend to envelop myself inside that person to the point where it's a little unhealthy. I have a very big tendency to make my partner like one of the main focal points of my life. And that's a really toxic habit because when you make somebody the focal point of your life and you don't have anything outside of them, you kind of feel lost without them, you know? And I was starting to feel that a little bit, kind of like I didn't know who I was. I started feeling a little lost. And I just knew that in order for me to better myself, I had to be in a space where that was my only focus, where bettering myself was the only thing that I was focusing on. And unfortunately, like, being in a relationship, it got toxic at the end because I was dealing with so much and I was going through a lot. And while in the midst of all that, trying to figure it all out, you know, at this point, my dad had passed away only for a few months. So that was like, I'm still dealing with that part and the grief and everything. But for me, it just was so all encompassing. I became extremely depressed, extremely sad, and a little lethargic sometimes, and I would struggle to just get through the day, you know, because I was just so unhappy with my circumstances and just so unhappy with the reality that I was living. And so I became a completely different person. The spark in my eye had completely just left me, and I knew that in order for me to get that spark back, I really needed to focus on myself. And unfortunately, we became a little toxic to each other in the end because I think he thought that he wasn't making me happy when in reality I was just not happy with myself. And I couldn't express that in any healthy way. So I tended to lash out at people. So it got a little toxic at the end. It was just a lot of fighting. And I remember just telling myself that this is all temporary, that hopefully that one day in the future that we'll come back full circle and we'll both be these amazing people and we'll have gotten so much work done or whatever, like all the shadow work and shit. We would have both gotten all that stuff done and we could come together and, you know, be happy together, you know, just like it was in the beginning. I was listening to a song the other day. It was Taylor Swift, and I know anybody, any girl in the world could tell you, just if you're not trying to get emotional, do not listen to Taylor Swift's breakup album, okay? Which is pretty much all her songs. But I was listening to one particular song that came on my Spotify, and it was that song, We Are Never Getting Back Together. And I cursed her for this because that was like the beginning of it for me this week. I started listening to, I listened to that song, and as I was singing the lyrics, my heart just sank to my ass. Like, it just was, I had such a sinking feeling. And I think in that moment, I had a moment of realization when I thought to myself, oh my God, what if I made a terrible mistake? What if this doesn't come full circle? What if, you know, life, anything can happen. Life is very unpredictable. What if we don't come back together and we don't do all of the things, or I don't do all of the things that I set out to do, and then I would have broken off something that was real, because it was real as fuck, with somebody who I know loves me for no good reason. You know what I'm saying? But I have to keep myself focused on the goal, and the goal is ultimately to better myself. And that's what I have to continue to tell myself. I remember, like, the last time he and I talked, we were having like a little bit of a closure moment, because he also ended up moving across the country too, which is a whole nother set of, like, you know, stuff to get used to when you've been in a relationship with somebody for so long, and then they're just kind of like absent in your life. It feels like a death of somebody that you love, basically. And that's how I treated it. Like, I remember the last time that he and I chit-chatted, whatever, and we got the closure conversation. We both cried like, I mean, at least I know for me, I cried like a damn baby. I have never, aside from when my father passed away, I've never felt such sadness like that in my life. And I think it was like a moment of just like, you know, come to Jesus moment or whatever, you know, where it was like, this is really happening. Like, this is really happening. And we both lost it. And I just remember telling him, like, just making promises, like, I'm going to see you in a little bit. So this is not it. Like, we're just going to work on ourselves, and then we're going to be great, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I really hope that's true, because he really is somebody that's a great person. And we had some really, really amazing times. But I get worried, you know, I get worried that, like, I might not ever see him again. Maybe I won't make the advances in myself. Maybe he makes the advances in his life and I don't. That would suck. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I broke it off just for me to not do what the fuck I set out to do, that would be tragic for me. That's like the worst case scenario. But I'm trying to be like hopeful, and I'm trying to keep the picture ahead of me. I'm trying to keep it clear, you know. I have a vision of myself, the way that I want to run my life, the way that I want to run just every aspect of it, and I have to be crisp and clean in that vision, because if I start to fog up and start to think about things that aren't really suiting me, because ultimately me being sad and me being heartbroken about a breakup is not doing anything except holding me back. I'm not saying that I shouldn't give myself time to grieve, because I absolutely should, but I need to understand that, like, I have to do the things that I told myself I was going to do, or else this is all for nothing. Then I'm putting myself through all this pain for nothing if I don't actually get this shit done, you know? And I genuinely, genuinely hope that, like, he is doing the same. I genuinely hope that he's, like, living his best life, and that, like, I didn't hurt him too bad, or, like, we didn't hurt each other too bad. And the damage is not irreversible, if that makes any sense. But yeah, this week has been really kicking my ass. Like, I kid you not, Taylor Swift was the fucking the catalyst for me being plunged into a week of just severe depression. I don't know, usually, like, this happens, like, a week or two after my period, because my hormones are all effed up or whatever, but not this week. It was literally set off by a song, and I started thinking about the song lyrics and how she says, we're never getting back together, and all this shit, and I was like, what if we don't ever get back together? And that part really scared me, and I don't know why, and I guess maybe that's like an indicator of like where my mind is still, like I'm still very much in love with this person, and maybe it's just an indicator that, like, yeah, like I'm still in that phase of like grieving, you know, and I haven't fully open myself up to receiving other emotions aside from the grief, which I'm trying to focus away from. I'm not trying to focus on how sad I am and all that stuff. I want to focus on how, you know, how I'm bettering myself and how I'm working on my mental health. And if I just consistently live in that space of fear and like anxiousness, and if I'm like in a mental space of just unhealthiness, I'm not going to get to that point. You know, I want to reach my goals so bad, so fucking bad, but I have to stay focused. So for me, a few of the things that I've been doing, well, before this week, because this week is really an outlier, of which I'm good with that right now. It's just an outlier week. I'm going to try and regroup and then just like move past it. But what I have been doing that's been really, really helping me is I've been doing, I say this a lot in my other fucking videos, but I mean in my other, yeah, some of my videos, I do do YouTube too, by the way. But I say this a lot in my other episodes is I meditate, 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 meditate. It's literally been life changing for me. I don't feel the need to constantly have like the voice, I don't know, the voice in my head is very, very negative. And I'm not sure if this is the same for everybody, but I have a hard time sometimes shutting that voice off. And what I've been doing and what I've noticed that when I do meditation, it's that I can quiet that voice and I can really focus on like my intentions and like the high vibrational emotions, like gratitude, love, happiness, stuff like that. Like that's what I want to focus on. And I feel like I can do that when I meditate. I can amplify my vibration. Another thing that I've been doing is I've been listening to a lot of like self-help podcasts. I think that a lot of the time that we sometimes lose sight of like, you know, that we're not the only people in the world going through something. Because I know a lot of the times like when I call it like having nearsightedness, right? Because you can't see anything past you. You're just looking at the, you know, the nearsighted emotions. And sometimes it's hard when you get wrapped up in those nearsighted emotions. It's hard to see past that, you know? So I tell myself a lot of times, I'm not the only person going through this. I'm not the first or the last person to ever deal with heartbreak. Romeo and Juliet were, like, they were real I'm actually not talking about real, but you know what I mean. I'm not the first, and I'm certainly not going to be the last person to deal with heartbreak. And it's doable. It certainly sucks, especially because I'm doing it for a good reason. It's not just because I was, like, unhappy with our relationship or whatever. I was unhappy with myself. And so, like, you have to realize that the world is so big and that there is those that came before you and there is those who will be after you. And it is not, you know, the end of the world. It is okay to feel sad sometimes. It's okay to miss, you know, the memory of what you had. You know, it's totally fine. And I just have to allow myself to miss it. I can't allow myself to just block away those emotions, because if I don't ever face them and confront them, it's never going to get solved. But at the same time, I have to remember that I don't have to live in that time, like in that mental space of sadness. That doesn't have to be my primary residence. And lastly, I have been taking a lot of extra time to pamper myself. I know this might sound silly to some people, but I feel as though, for me at least, like when I'm feeling sad, I tend to neglect myself. So I won't do my makeup, I won't do any of that stuff, I won't even bother because I just don't care enough, right? But I've been telling myself that if you want to feel good, you got to look good. So I've been taking time out of my day, extra couple minutes, whatever, making sure that I'm not missing my skincare routine and making sure that, you know, I'm drinking my water and making sure that I'm physically, you know, still taking care of myself, you know? And it makes me feel, it definitely does raise my spirits. I know for me, if I do my little makeup or whatever, I feel cute. Then I feel as if I could take on more, you know? It's nothing worse than feeling like shit and you look in the mirror and then you look like shit too, you know? So just pampering myself, taking care of myself, allowing myself to still, you know, cater to myself, really. And lastly, the one thing that I really love to do and I've always loved to do my whole life is read. So I throw myself into books. I kind of like, if I can't necessarily like escape from my reality in, you know, physically, I can do it like with a good book, you know. I can think about something else. I can fall into a fantasy adventure or something, and it's good. A lot of the times nowadays, though, recently I've been getting into a lot more self-help books and stuff, and I've been reading a lot of like Dr. Joseph Dispenza and a lot of other people like that, and I've been listening to a lot of Annie Grace and things like that, and it's been so I don't know, kind of invigorating, because when somebody is like a professional and they word exactly how you're feeling, like to a T, with these just eloquently and beautifully, it feels so good because you're like, yes, this is what I was trying to say. This is what I feel. So I don't know. Reading just really calms me down. But I suggest doing anything that really just lets you be in a state of like comfort, in a state of like zen, you know, just be at peace with yourself. And I feel like reading does that for me. So just a few little things that I like to do. I want to keep this podcast a little bit shorter because I am going to be recording two of them in the same day. So I want to really hear what you think. If you're going through heartbreak, I want to hear about it. If you're listening on Anchor FM, go to the community tab, talk to me, chat with me there. And if you're listening, I'm going to be posting this on my Facebook. So if you have any comments, please give me a like and a share. And then comment on the Facebook page because I'd love to hear from you, okay? I'm trying to build a little community here, okay? So thank you so much once again for listening to my podcast, and I will see you later.